AARP is nonpartisan, and so the tension that's going on between the national and the state parties is in many respects not our business. We really wanted to respond when the candidates for president, most of the major candidates, took a pledge to say that they wouldn't campaign in Florida and that they would focus on the four traditional early primary states. And our position, again, is not really to get into the middle of what we see as an intra-party battle, but to just get the message across that whether they're appearing in Florida or not, Florida voters need to know where the candidates stand on the issues that really matter to them. And so from AARP's perspective, we're going to be continuing to aggressively seek answers from the candidates on the issues of access to affordable quality health care and on lifetime financial security. And if the candidates aren't here in Florida, then obviously we'll be looking for them in other states. But we'll also be trying to be more proactive in our outreach to Florida voters to get them the answers that we get from those candidates.
And how would you do that? Would you direct people to go to the website? Would you hold news conferences?
First of all, AARP's believes that these issues are important to our nearly 3 million members, but we also believe that the issues of affordable health care and lifetime financial security cut far beyond age lines and, frankly, across party lines, too. We've been a part of a coalition along with two other unlikely bedfellows, SEIU, the Service Employees International Union, and the Business Roundtable, which represents the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies. We all agree that these are issues that the next president needs to deal with, and in that coalition, which is called Divided We Fail, we are conducting a series of activities to raise awareness as to where the candidates stand and get the candidates to commit to taking real action, whomever becomes the next president. So we've done surveys and we'll continue to do surveys. We will. We have sponsored forums and debates and we'll continue to sponsor those as well. We'll also be trying to push out some fairly aggressive voter education information through our website, which is dividedwefail.org. If you have listeners who are interested in learning more about this campaign or certainly those who want to get where the candidates stand on the issues, I'd urge them to go to dividedwefail.org and sign the Divided We Fail pledge saying that these are issues that matter to you, issues that you think the next president needs to address at the beginning of their term.